Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my makeup show. I mean, my normal show is on Saturdays, but I was guided to go ahead since I missed this past Saturday due to some scheduling. So I'm here today, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to share the information on Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio. So welcome, welcome. And as I always do, I will provide the weekly upcoming angel messages for you and the listening audience who will be live or on rebroadcast. Know that it's all by law of attraction. And if you are listening, these messages are for you. And also, today's show is dedicated to Archangel Gabriel. So I'll be sharing more information about, I say her, but Gabriel sometimes is considered a male. So however Gabriel occurs for you is perfect. So on Gabriel, and also she's also in the weekly messages. And since this is not my normal time of airing, I know that a lot of my followers all do come on Saturdays, but here I am. And if you would like an angel message, a mini reading, you can call in at 424-675-6837. Or also, if you don't get to me during the show, you can reach me at my Facebook page at B Calvano Coaching and leave me a message, and I will provide with you a message from your angels. So again, my name is Barbara Calvano, and I have a practice called B Calvano Coaching, which exists to empower the mind, body, spirit of people. And I also have a background in the arts. I'm an actor and an artist and dancer. And these are all my intuitive creative abilities that I bring to my work. I'm also a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and a life coach. And so I bring my commitment to you, the listener, and to my clients to assist you in creating breakthroughs so that you can connect the dots. And the work that I do with the angels is non-denominational, so it's for all people. You know, it's not about worshiping the angels, and it's not about necessarily having to be a particular religion. It's for all people to be able to access freedom and peace. And as I was preparing for today's show, you know, I will tell you about Archangel Gabriel, but I also received my messages from Gabriel. And my messages included, you know, just to share my own process, you know, share my own background of my own, I want to say my spiritual awakening, and to share that. So I'm going to do that in a second. One of the things I've been doing this year is sharing the information of Louise L. Hay. And I cannot tell you the difference it's made for me to have her work, her affirmations. And as I shared also before, there was a period in my life when I was in a particular course I took that affirmations were really not that powerful. And I've come back full circle to know that they are simple and they can totally change your life because they connect directly to your heart. And when you're connected to your heart, you're going to make changes in your life. Today also is my father's birthday. I want to just say happy birthday, Dad. And just so, so happy that today I have a great relationship with my father. And, you know, some of us, when we go through life, we have different types of relationships with people in our family. And also at this time of year, it is a time when relationships can bring up a lot of emotions. So that's another reason why I was guided to do today's show. We're going to talk about how Gabriel can help you with communications. And that is so important right now, you know, as we go into family gatherings and with ourselves and our friends, you know, communicating, you know, really communicating what makes a difference for us. What do we really want to say? Can we be straightforward? Can we be kind? Can we be passionate? Can we create boundaries? You know, all of that comes into actually the work that we do with the angels. So right now I'm just going to go right into my favorite affirmation from Louise L. Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And for those who are listening, I see that you're waiting. Thank you for calling in. I want to get to you at about the halfway mark and take your calls and to do messages, angel messages for you. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, play a little music in the background while I read this beautiful affirmation. It's almost like a prayer. In the infinity of where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself. Therefore, I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it, nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities, working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and I think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure. For I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world. And again, this is from Louise L. Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. I highly, highly recommend it. I received this book back when in 1985-ish, but I really started using it like in around 1985. And at that time, I was here in New York City, and I was working as a waitress, you know, supporting myself as an artist, you know, living the real artist life here in New York. At the time, I was painting a lot, and I was, you know, mind you, I was working like in this holiday season. I'd be working every day. I really didn't know what it was like to have a holiday. And I was proud that I was so driven and disciplined to work. But part of me started to feel trapped. And I was really able to acknowledge that, you know, the struggle and even the sadness of just constantly working to make ends meet. and then not really having time to cultivate relationships and doing my work, but having a sense of just, I don't know how to get out of this struggle. And I wasn't brought up with a direct spiritual, a religion, organized religion. I really had the opportunity to make my own choices, which is great in its own way. So on the one hand, you know, I had completed college and I was here in New York City and trying to make life work for me. And I just remember getting this book and just reading it, and some of it sounded pretty hokey. You know, like, what do you mean? I love myself. I love my life. You know, the universe gives me pretty much what I need and want. But I do know that I did see this in other people. So I was at least aware that other people seemed, at least on the outside, to have their stuff together. Now, all of us are in different places in our lives, and at least at this point I do know that every one of us, believe it or not, we're on our perfect path. So however it looks for you right now, it's actually quite perfect if you could just take a moment and just be with that. Because once you get that everything is in alignment, then we can be willing to be open to, like, what are the messages around us that God, your higher power or source, whoever you call your connecting energy, you know, entity or person, right? When you're connected and you allow yourself to be connected from your heart, more than your brain, your heart, open your heart to the possibility of living with abundance. For some people, that may mean to be a multimillionaire. For another person, it may mean to have enough to make your have your needs met and then have a little left over so that you can contribute to others and your favorite charities. You know, we all have different pictures and visions of what our lives should be. So I want to tell you, the power of this book changed my life. So I went from a young woman living in the Bronx, working 3 to 4 jobs at a time just to make ends meet, to finding the right husband, now being married for 25 years, embarking on yet another career that I was so afraid to try, but I did it, and that was acting. So I did that, and then, you know, now, and also to live in New York City with peace. And not everything is perfect in my life, but I'm able to be with whatever obstacles are coming at me and still be happy. You know, because I've come to realize it really is not about the external circumstances. So now I have a porch with flower boxes and a garden, and I have a wonderful husband, and I have 5 rescued cats, and I have a pretty good life. I have a connection to the angels and spirituality, and I live close to my favorite yoga studio. So there's a lot to be said with embracing your thought patterns, watching your words, becoming present to your thoughts, and knowing that you can change your life. You absolutely can. And I know from my own experience, and today I'm not going to go in depth with all the struggles and the different things that has happened to me along the way, but I can absolutely let you know that I was not a person that would be brave enough to be on the radio and share with other people, you know, my feelings and my connections to the spirit world. That was not me back as a teenager. You know, if anything, it was the last thing that I would feel confident in doing, and it all came from me just questioning my life and then just listening to what people had to say around me, giving me suggestions, and actually taking some and making some changes. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm writing a book more about my past and, you know, my particular journey, and hopefully that'll help a few people. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to do the weekly reading for the upcoming week, which I normally do. Like I said, the show normally is on Saturday, so you can always join me there at 4 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time, or listen to the rebroadcast, and I'm also on iTunes. So, and I didn't give my little advertisement that I normally do. I have a practice called B. Calvano Coaching, where I do private angel card readings via the telephone, Skype, or email, and also in person here in Manhattan on Saturday mornings. And I also do angel parties, where I do groups, and I also have upcoming classes and workshops in the new year. And I will be at the Awaken Fair at the Hotel Pennsylvania here in Manhattan on January 25th, speaking and talking about the angels and also giving readings. So let me go ahead and do the weekly reading. Now, I was guided this week to use the Angel Oracle card by Doreen Virtue. And she's the primary teacher, author that I work with at this time. I'm totally immersed in learning more about connecting with angels and sharing that information with others so that they can, so that you can experience what I experienced, knowing how to clear your energy, your body, where you're living, the space where you live, so that you can have access to ease and peace, so that no matter what you're doing, you know, trying to stay on a diet, trying to find a job, trying to work out your relationships, trying to, you know, anything that you're trying to do, how could you be more centered and peaceful so that you could be, you not be so stopped, you know, by your obstacles? So that is my primary reason for having this show, so that I can share information with you so that you can create a life where you have more grace and ease. Because what I've found is that this is possible. You know, it's so possible not to fight life, not to add more stress. There's a whole other way to connect. So here we go. For Monday today and tomorrow, we have a message from Archangel Gabriel. And the message is leadership. And here it says, it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So if you, this could be in your workplace, in your relationships, in any place, when you allow your confidence and your courage to line up, you know the difference you feel and you know the difference you make. Now, Gabriel can help us with that. His name means, and you'll hear me say his and hers, so just bear with me, because in my world, he is androgynous, so right now. So the name means God is my strength. And also Gabriel is known as the messenger angel. And what Gabriel can help us do is find the right words. You know, all those situations where you have to make that phone call, you have to have that conversation, you have to say no to somebody, you have to talk about things that may not be comfortable, or be with people at this time of year in the holiday season where you may not want to be with them. You know, and that's totally a choice, a beautiful choice. You know, Gabriel can help us be a great communicator. If you're someone who's looking to start speaking, doing public speaking, Gabriel can help you. If you're in the arts, the performing arts, or a writer, Gabriel can help you with those projects. And know that once you've asked Gabriel to assist you, you're going to be like getting little extra nudges. You're going to be getting more ideas. It's as if you've asked, you know, your, you know, one of your best friends to be your accountability person. There, Gabriel will be accountable for what you asked. So you want to write that book. You want to write that play. You want to write that screenplay. Gabriel's going to assist you. So Gabriel can help you fearlessly tap into this power of leadership. So whatever it looks like, it may be that you're going to be a leader in your family this year. You know, all it takes is one person in a family, a group of people, who chooses to be the one to stand for joy and peace and happiness. It's not dependent on lining everybody up and making sure everybody's on the same page. Now, that is totally possible, but probably not going to happen right away. or maybe in your whole lifetime. But what will make a huge difference is your leadership, that if you come from your heart and say, who I am in the matter of my family is that we are peaceful and loving and kind to one another. So it's kind of, when I say a stand, it's your, it's what you, where you come from in your heart. Because oftentimes in our families, our leadership is unleadership or no leadership. Like, I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to be the one who, you know, they are the way they are. You know, who am I to think that it's going to be any different? This is a choice. You can do this being present with them, or you can do it being 50 miles, 500 miles away. But know that any fine family dynamic can change, the ones that you really cherish and you care about. So that's for Monday and Tuesday. Just take a look at what leadership, how leadership shows up for you. And it may be for some of you to take leadership in your careers and to prepare for the new year, 2015. If you want those changes in any area, to find your right, to find a partner, a lifetime partner, a husband or a wife, to find that committed relationship, to find that health that you've been putting off year after year after year, it's about taking leadership, and Gabrielle can help you with that. Then for Wednesday and Thursday, we have Indigo and Crystal Children. So the archangel here is Archangel Metatron, and Metatron is a whole another incredible archangel that can support us, and especially these specific children. Here it says, you have a bond with children. In particular, you can help children who are sensitive. Whenever I see this card, I see it as anyone who's younger than you. You know, it could be 2 years younger than you with young people. But right now also, if you notice that children that have been born on this planet since 1995, and then especially in the past 10 years, they are extra sensitive. In the angelic realm, they're known as indigo and crystal children, and they're highly sensitive of what chemicals and foods that they eat, and they're also psychic. They're very, very psychic. Some of them all already have interactions with their angels. They're sensitive to crystals, and if they are born into families where the parents are not attuned to alternative ideas, they may very well be put on drugs like Ritalin and things that will squash or suppress their psychic abilities and sensitivities. So what we are called to do is that if you're a light worker, if you're someone who takes care of themselves, you, back to leadership, are leading by showing by example, practicing yoga, exercising regularly, eating healthy, showing them that meditation makes a difference. And the crystal children are very blissful and even-tempered. The indigos are fiery and warrior-like. Now, warrior-like meaning they're the ones who are the activists right now. They're the ones who are coming up with solutions for cleaning up the oceans. They're the ones who are protesting. These are the people, the young people who really care about the future of the planet, and they're the ones out there using their energy to do this. Now, the crystal children are the newer, younger children, and they're being born, coming to us already spiritually developed. So you can imagine what that may mean. They're already full and complete. They already can read each other's minds. So for more information about these children, I highly recommend Doreen Virtue's books, The Care and Feeding of Indigo Children, and also The Crystal Children. So for the main messages for us is walk your talk as a light worker. Walk your talk as someone who wants to be a leader in the world. You know, go into 2015 ready to discard those habits, to release what no longer works for you. For many of us, that's what we did this year, in the past 2 years. This will prepare you for 2015. Now then, also for the end of next week, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have the message from Archangel Uriel. And the message is brilliant idea. So we've looked at owning our leadership, acknowledging we are here also to lead and direct these younger people who are so ready to take on the world's problems and issues and to assist us with our spirituality. We have Uriel saying, please, yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So that idea that you've had, some of you may have taken small actions on it. Regardless of how small it is, you're taking actions. So Uriel, his aura is like golden yellow. He comes to us like the golden sun. And we will get messages from Uriel, usually through our thoughts, sometimes visions, but messages that you know you've been getting repeatedly. Take that course. Make that change. Here, Uriel is telling you, yes, your idea that you think is just, well, it's just an idea. How many of you have heard that? You know, well, you know, it's just an idea. You know, it's just a thought. Well, those passing thoughts are angelic messages. So it may be, I need to move out of this neighborhood. You know, I need to step up. If I want to get married, I need to take some actions, you know, whether try online dating or just join some clubs and activities where I can meet people. You know, what is your brilliant idea? Is it to make more money? You know, maybe the brilliant idea is I honestly need to make more money. That will help me a lot in my life. What can I do? What actions can I take? You know, sometimes people call in for readings or, you know, they ask questions like, well, when is this going to happen for me? And that's a valid question. More often than not, the angels are wanting to know first, what actions are you taking? Have you followed the divine guidance that they've given to us already? And the guidance may be, clear out the clutter in your home, in your office. Update your resume. You know, the interesting thing about working with the archangels is they really work with you intuitively. So the more you work with the angels, the more intuitive you get, and you'll find yourself more in action, more, you know, I just say like dancing with your life versus stuck with a dilemma for, I don't know, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, the dilemma. Well, this is the way my life is. This is the way it can only go. Through it again. And I've been there. I've totally been there. But it's a whole other world when you allow the light of God, the universe, source, and the angels to enter your heart. All of a sudden, it's as if you've been given a golden ladder because you finally are in touch with your intuition, which says, this no longer works for me, and you take the action. This no longer works for me, and you take the action. Or you are open to forgiving someone, or you're ready to open your heart to let people in because you're not going to go another year of not being in that relationship that you really, really want to be in. So working with the angels is not just so soft and fluffy. You know, it really is dynamic, powerful, and fun at the same time. So next week, starting today, I mean right this week today, leadership. Acknowledge the beautiful young people on the planet who need our support by our example also. So our complaining and struggling and suffering really doesn't help them, right? So we have an opportunity to shift and make a difference for others by owning our dreams. It really doesn't make a difference for others. And then brilliant idea. Some of you will have some new idea that will show up for you loud and clear. Don't let it frighten you. Be with it and ask the angels, what's the next right step I should take? What is the next right action I should take? And you don't have to go into it, what I call with the 90s energy. what am I going to accomplish in the next 6 months so that I get 50,000 likes on my Facebook page, and yada, 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 you know, hyper adrenaline, you know, amped up energy. It's not about that. It's about being grounded. It's about being centered and taking small actions that build a solid foundation for your health, for your finances, for your relationships. And you can breathe, totally, totally breathe. So I hope that helps some of you. And I'm going to take a brief break right now, and then I'm going to get to the calls, callers who are waiting, and take provide messages for you. So here we go for a short break while I get some water. Be right back. Welcome back. This is Barbara Calvano on Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio today on a special edition of my show. And on Monday here at 1 p.m., I will be back at my regular time, starting also this Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if I don't get to you today, on those of you who've called in, if you would like a brief angel message from me, what I call a mini reading, you can also contact me on my website or Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching and privately message me, and I will also message you back privately. So, now here we go with the very first caller, area code 806. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, very good. Hi, what is your name and how can we help you today?
I'm Sherry, and I wanted to know if you had any messages or specific energy coming around my plans to move to New Mexico or any guidance there.
Okay. Have you taken some actions towards it already?
Yes, I've gone there before, and I just can't seem to pinpoint the right city. And,
okay.
When that happens, though, a lot of things will lock into place here, and then I'll just should be pretty quick.
So when you think of New Mexico, what is the first city you think of?
Well, there's the three main ones, you know, Taos, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque, and, you know, they're all good, but I'd like either Taos or Santa Fe.
Yeah, the Santa Fe is the first, is what I got, what I picked up. You know, it's a matter of, be with my weekly message also, see what pans out for you for the end of the week, but I'm going to see what we have here for you. So it says, peaceful times are on the horizon, the storms have passed, and now you can see your destination is within your sight. So it says, it's great. It may be necessary for you to take a journey over water or to another country. So I just see this as peaceful times are on the horizon, and any difficulties that you've gone through are over. The stress is really fading away. So here it says, heaven has provided so many blessings. Your family members are bonded and working together. Your children are... Do you have children?
I do not.
Okay. So So if it's not your children, it's people that you are associated with, the people that you contributed to, are provided for. So here I'm looking at the main message that I'm getting from you with these cards that I chose is that you are, the path is right. It is definitely the path that you are on. It's the right one. Though it says that you've run into a challenge. Is there any challenge other than the choice of the place? Is the choice of the place?
I need to line some fine. I run businesses here, and so I will be not just moving, but moving my businesses, which, you know, will be starting from scratch over there. And so it's logistics kind of, and then getting the moving cash together. So, and then of course I'll need to sell my house, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to get
like
bogged down with the house. So.
Well, here it says that the path you're on seems like the right one, but that you've run into a challenge. And the challenge sounds to me like, as you described it, is, you know, overall everything, the moving of the business and selling the house, it's finances, making sure that it's all going to work out, right?
Yeah.
The angels here are saying that there's a better direction for you that will make you much happier in the end. Changes are necessary so that you can get back on track. Avoid negative people who are draining or may bring you unwanted drama in your life. So if there's anyone in your life right now that you're sharing this great idea with that's, like, not against it, but it's not giving you, you know, the positive enforcement, you know, just avoid them, you know, because it says that this change is right for you, but that you do have this extra, you had a release of stress, but they're really asking you to avoid any negative people that are draining you right now. You know, I don't have anything else other than it's saying that it is a good decision. And the angels are asking me to say, choose, you know, if it comes down to those two cities, if out, you know, in your first thought of moving, then work out on a piece of paper how much money you're going to need. You know, just go ahead with the plans. And watch your own thoughts, if you are bringing any negative energy towards it, and just really make sure that you're not allowing yourself to be affected by other people's opinions or their own thoughts about it. Does that make sense? Does anybody else?
Very good.
You know, because, you know, and I just pulled another card from another deck, and you have the wheel. So the wheel is moving, and the wheel's moving. You have Archangel Michael with you, and it says, a time of positive change, a situation suddenly moves forward, fortune is on your side. The main thing that I'm getting from this reading is that watch your thoughts, watch the people in your life, and make sure that you're not allowing, create some boundaries so that you're not going to be carrying their, you're not, you know, you're not absorbing their energy right now so that you can be clear and centered. So whatever you can do to be clear and centered in your life on a daily basis, take care of yourself so that you can feel that positive energy and feel the excitement about moving. Here it's a good thing. We have the wheel. You have the fortune is on your side. We have the number 10. So I don't, you know, my first impulse was October. I don't think it's going to be, you know, all the way till next October. But you have the number 10, so it could be in 10 weeks. It could be in 10 weeks. But it's a matter of you, with your faith and confidence and courage, put it all down on paper so that you can see, all right, this is, if I move here, this is what it's going to cost me. This is what I need to do to transfer my business. Write it all out with the confidence that the angels hear. They definitely hear your prayer. It's up to you to confidently start working in partnership with them. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
You know? And in terms of giving your fear over, literally, it's just, you know, there are some angel techniques, but, yeah, you know, the one I'm guided to tell you is cord cutting. If you have an attachment or a cord to a thought, you know, a future thought, well, what if I go and it fails, right? What if I go and it's the wrong place? Oh, I'm here, but I'm not happy, right?
Right.
We ask Archangel Michael to cut all those cords, cut all your fear. Because as far as we as concerned, the move is going to be done. It's going to be completed. You're going to be happy. It's going to work out. But it's a matter of you getting to that point. How do you get to that point? Release all your fear. Give it over. And if it looks like taking it from your body and putting it like a basketball into a basketball and just throwing it out like you're shooting a basket, give it over, you know, do that. And there, you know, there are other techniques to do also, but the main thing is observe if you are holding on to the fear. Because if you are, you're probably going to miss opportunities. You know, if you're in your head but not in your heart, there could be opportunities in terms of new ideas for business, the new ideas, you know, for the move. But if we're not present, we're not even going to be aware of those. And the angels will work with you once you've, you know, they're working with you, but we have to be able to hear their support, okay? So
right.
I see it's going to be positive. It's just whatever you need to do to make changes in your life so that you can be more peaceful, then that's what you start doing. And it could be changing
okay.
your diet. It could be getting some exercise. You'll feel more confident, and you'll, you know, confidence breeds more confidence, right? So, you know, the angels work with us to make little measures, to take tiny actions. But these tiny actions totally transform our lives, okay?
I agree.
So,
thank you so much.
I wish you the very best. I wish you the very best with that. Okay, Sherry, thank you. Have a great, great day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, here we go. So the next caller is, it says Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hello there.
I would love a message
Hi
from
there.
The angels.
Excuse me, I missed that.
I would love a message from the angels.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Let me see what we have. I'm sitting here with, I was so guided to just put out a lot of different decks. So I'm going to go with this one here for you. Okay. All right, so here we go. Mary Lou, thank you for calling in. So here we are. So for you, here the message is for today, a simple message. Here, we're on a theme today here. It says have confidence. So there's a situation in your life, just have confidence. This is moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough. So if you're not here, it's saying that put your confidence in God and the angels. Know that and have faith that they're supporting you in what you're dealing with right now, along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways. So lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy. We're going to lift up your courage and faith. So that is the message that we have from the angels for you today. Just have confidence. Okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
What deck did you use?
This was the Daily Guidance Messages.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. So now we have area code 203.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name and how can we help you?
My name's Pat, and I'm a little concerned about my situation. I'm in a caretaking situation with an elderly man, and he had a mini stroke, and I live in the house with him and the son is quite negative. And I'm not sure about the security of my job. I think that's okay, but I have a feeling he's not going to pay me while the father's in the hospital. I've got another question regarding this house. Is
so,
someone that comes in stealing?
So do you want some guidance with the first question, right? Because I'm going to take one question today.
Okay,
so,
all right. Okay.
Okay, so
please.
You want me to deal with the first question? So what we're going to
yes.
do, we're going to ask Archangel Michael what we can, what you need to hear in regards to your situation with work. What I'm guided to tell you without even drawing an angel card is that have you asked the sun? Have you, you know, the whole, we have this confidence is the theme so far with the messages. Have you taken the time just to ask the sun, you know, because you do work, you are a caretaker, and you need to find out.
He's been in the hospital the whole time. I'm hoping to ask him tomorrow.
Okay. So that's what I'm seeing is to take leadership to go ahead and
right.
just ask. You
right.
know, just ask because then you'll know, and you'll know if it's a yes or a no. And if it's a no, you may have to find another means, right, to support yourself.
Right.
Or, you know? So it's better
yep.
to go ahead and just, you know, just find out. And know that if you ask your angels to be with you, with your finances, to assist you with your work, then they'll do that. Okay?
Okay.
So
all
I'm
right,
gonna
thank
just,
you.
I will draw. Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay. So thank you for calling today. Okay. The next caller's area code 954. Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. I would like to know if you see any movement happening with my career.
With your career? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to use the Archangel Power Tarot cards here. Very good.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, you told me your name?
Lucy.
Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Okay.
Hi.
Now, Lucy, with your career, I'm also just hearing the angels say, have you taken the appropriate actions?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, just like you've taken the actions that you need to take. Okay.
Oh, yes. I guess my question should be, what will be the end result of an action
okay.
that I did take? I feel good
okay.
about it, but I just wanted to know what you thought.
Oh, so here it says, it's wonderful. You're getting Archangel Jophiel, who helps us with
yeah.
our beautifying our thoughts. And it says, decision. It says, release yourself from that which holds you back, a need to detox, unnecessary worry. You have unnecessary worry based on a lack of self-confidence. So, back,
right.
that's our theme today, confidence. This is that you can release yourself. If you've had a habit, and we all have habits, you
yeah.
know, that you can release yourself from that which holds you back. And if that means a lack of self-confidence, then let that go. And detox,
I think
if you need
resistance.
To detox. mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you need to detox your mind, you know, if you find negative thinking or worrying, you know, detox the worry. It says, a necessary worry based on a lack of self-confidence. And this is what's called a major arcana card, which means a big change, you know, a big change coming. And then
okay,
I also pulled two
good.
More cards for you. And
oh,
you have,
thank
it says
you.
It's the light, you have, it's the light of the, at the end of the tunnel. You can breathe, you know, breathe
oh,
a sigh
yeah.
of relief.
I'm happy. I feel good about it. I just didn't know whether or not I was going to be
mm-hmm.
the one who has to pay for the work to go there. That's all. That's
mm-hmm.
where my resistance
mm-hmm.
probably comes into play. You know, the ego gets in the way.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay.
it says, you know, you have unnecessary worry, and it says, I gave you another card. It says there's so very much to be grateful for. Financial success and the promise of retirement, a rich and rewarding family life. So here, Luxia, let go of your stress and worry. And just
okay.
breathe. Just breathe.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So that's
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're
okay.
welcome, Lucy. Thank
okay.
you very much for calling in. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, the next caller's area code 917. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Is
what
that,
is your name and how can
me?
I help you? Yeah.
Hi, this is Lisa, Barbara Lisa Q.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Yay.
Yay, it's me. Okay. Let me go directly straight to my question. My boyfriend,
sure.
Kevin, his family recently this month has been going through all the health issue. First it's mom and dad, and now it's his brother, John, who is also a talented photographer, and he works with me to shoot all my products. This is literally not my family, but I actually adopt this family for me in this country. And they're dear to me and close to me, and I have all the love for them. And I just want to ask Angel, you know, it's the holiday season. It's really tough and to see, you know, that John is still in the hospital. And to see what is the result? Is it any positive and result out of this?
Okay. Well,
and
I want to see. Yeah, you mean to see his outcome? See what's going to happen with him, with his health?
Yeah, I like to see more than that, and to see, because right now his mom and throw into a deep depression because the worry about John, and she's already 86, 87 years old, and so everybody's worried about how she's going to turn out and out of this. And his dad actually cannot live by himself. He's half and bedridden, and so all these situations and really it's really it feels like it's really worrisome, and so
what is your question more? What I'm not quite sure what the question is what is the outcome of the gentleman who's in the hospital, or
yes,
the thing is everybody has free will, and you have no control over that. Each person has their individual journey, their life. You know, each person has their own free will. So you can control your own worry, which when you release your worry and you cut your cords of worry so that you are free and peaceful, regardless of the outcome. You know, you provide a space of just being peaceful without worry and having confidence that the best outcome is being planned by God and the angels. And it's not in your control, right? So what you can do as being a leader, we talked about leadership in the early for the, today, is be the white light, be the peace. So that if you are thinking of the older woman, she can experience your peace. Then she can make a choice. Do I need to worry so much? You get to be the peaceful warriors, right? And then also you can also cut all your cords of any fear about projecting the results, right? So that you should be. You make your request to God and the angels. What are your requests? What are your prayers? Probably that he is well and he comes, you know, out of the hospital 100% healed. You know, so you are a powerful person to be in a position of orchestrating your energy, see? Right? And then you will be like a mirror. You will be a mirror for them. Because when people are not lost, but when they don't realize that they have free will, that they could choose how they're going to be in that situation, right? They get to choose how they're going to be. When they see someone else making that powerful choice for themselves, the light turns on for them. Oh, they become peaceful. They don't even know why. You know, they just become peaceful. So this is the opportunity for you to take great care of yourself right now. You know, keep yourself whatever you need to do so that you can be the best Lisa right now, right? And then we can pray for of course, we pray for the person in the hospital. We pray for the mother and all the,
yeah.
you know, all the interconnectedness. But also, I don't know if I did teach you about working with Archangel Michael. We can ask Archangel Michael to vacuum out of their spaces and their bodies. You can ask Archangel Michael. And what we do is we ask Archangel Michael, and then we ask permission of each person. You can do this distantly without telling them, or if they're open to angels, you could ask them, you know, may we vacuum mm-hmm. you, take out of your body all worry and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Now, most likely, you know, we don't have that. Not everyone's open to angels and sacred vacuums. So you could, in your right. prayer work, you can create healing energy. You can send healing energy. You can work with Archangel Michael. We're going to ask him to, in the hospital room or in the home where the woman lives, to please vacuum out all worry, all stress, all fear, and then replace it with the diamond white light. See?
Okay.
You can do that.
Okay. Okay.
This is what we see. Because regardless of the outcome, the most powerful place that you could be is you being the holder of peace, right?
I see. So it's much more work on myself rather than
take the leadership. Because sometimes what we do, you know, if you're at a gathering and you see everybody drinking too much alcohol or eating too much sugar, you know, it's not a time to give them a lecture, you know, but you could just choose a higher vibration path. They might watch you drinking water and eating vegetables and fruits, you know, because what we put in our body also does affect our brains and affect our energy and
yeah.
make us more stressful or more peaceful. So,
yeah.
you know, that's how we can also demonstrate for others, you know, a new choice. I'm going to pull a card on you about this whole situation. But that's the main thing I see is that the angels are saying to tell Lisa she's way more powerful than she realizes. You know.
Thank you.
So, yes. Here we go.
Oh, it's so nice every time to talk with you. You know, all worries.
Yeah, this is great.
By the way.
So I did get the dreamer. The dreamer is the first card. So it's the beginning. So, Lisa, what I'm really saying is a leap of faith. A leap of faith means if you ever even thought that you were like a spiritual healer or connected to, you know, the unknown energies and like that, take the leap of faith that you are that. Follow your dreams, unexpected opportunities. So your prayer work is very powerful, the angels are saying. All right, so they hear you.
Okay.
I don't see an outcome for the brother or anything, but you know, you and I, when you know, and I teach my other clients that when we embrace how powerful we are, we will not have any thoughts of fear or worry because we know it's impacting the world.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Oh wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's the message today. Okay?
Yes.
So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your beautiful Christmas card.
Oh, and yours too. It's magical.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Okay, same to you, Lisa. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Okay. So we're at the end of the show here, and like I said earlier, if you would like a angel message, you can contact me on my Facebook page at B. Calvano Coaching or at my website. You can send me an email, and I'll provide you with a mini message from the angels for you today. And again, I will be back Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's Ask the Angels, and any information you'd like to have more about me and my services, please contact me on my website. So see you this Saturday. I'm going to end the show with some beautiful chanting from Stuart Pearce, P-E-A-R-C-E, and he has incredible and information on the alchemy of voice and the angels of Atlantis. So I love his work. So have a great week, everyone.